Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Do I need to take my shoes off and everything? Make sure we get... Okay.
You said you were prepared to get naked, so I would imagine...
Well, don't go getting naked in there.
That's right. Headphones are heavy, too. That's right.
I got you. So 262.1, Tyler. That's where we were.
Okay.
Clint leading this sucker off. Here he is. He's about to jump on the scale. Hair looks good. How about that? 248 coming from Clint Turner. He is not eating 248.
Put in that work.
You're going to slide it right there? All right. 248, what does that mean? I mean, that's down 14, 14.2. All you got to do is give me 6.8. All I need is 6.8. We may get 25, Tyler.
We may. We're on the show.
Where do we start? Before he does this, 310 what? 0.8?
Yeah.
310.8. Big fella jumps on the stand. Get steel, boy. 301.0. Not 9.8 pounds, right?
We'll take that.
9.8 pounds.
We'll
hell yeah, baby.
We'll take that right there, baby.
I know you wanted a two. I know you wanted
to.
Hey, he got on that scale, and that it bounced around between 290 and 301 right there.
It did.
That was good, man.
Well done, gentlemen.
Good.
Whoops. Well done.
That was good. If you took a good dump before you started, man, you got below 301.
I did eat breakfast today. So it's good. There it is. So what's
hell yeah.
Where are we at?
What
now?
Is that total weight?
If you were about 14 lost, add 9 to that.
That would be 23.
23 down on the dot. All right.
So 301, you're at 248.
I was 248 on the dot. You were 301 on the dot, weren't you?
I think so.
Yeah. Wow.
There we go.
All right.
You're trying to get into the what was your?
If I can crack 240, man, I can be real lean.
Be real lean.
All right. Real. I could turn my wife on. I could turn my wife on just walking from the shower.
There we go. Hey, there you go. 9 and 14, quick early. There you go.
What do you want to do? What are we going to do this week, man?
What are we going to do this week? All right. Now this would be big. I'm going to. Someone texted Clint used his old football tricks and cheated.
They did that again. I'm gonna tell you, the old football tricks is you don't eat on weigh-in day.
I did.
You don't eat on weigh-in day, and it was tough to get to 3 o'clock without eating. I'll be honest with you.
No, I ate and I drank.
You don't eat on weigh-in day, and the days leading up. It's hard day of the days leading up. You got to hit the sign.
I didn't hit the sauna, but I didn't enjoy it.
If you'd hit the sauna, you'd have got well below 300.
Well, good, but I just want to make sure. No tricks. I just want to get in and get out, baby. Yeah.
Well, the sauna trick is something that we should all do 4 times a week. So that's not necessarily part of the trick. I mean, that's something that
get a good sweat out.
That's something I wish I've got my little man cave getting worked on over there right now, so it's not as convenient to get in my old sauna as it typically is. I was in there today, and they was painting that sucker around me. I was in the middle. I was in the middle of the room, and I'm sitting in the sauna, and they're painting the walls around me.
There we go. 301. So hopefully, I get into the twos next week. 14 pounds for you. You're at 248. down from 260 to 1.
Oh, you'll be in the twos next week.
Twos next week.
I need bust through there.
2 pounds on that. I don't think we can go for a combined 20 this time. That would be aggressive.
I think 15. You got to take the range from here, Chief.
Boy, 15. Yeah, that seems strong.
I can at least give you 7.
You think you got 7 pounds next week?
Let's go 14.
Right off of 14.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's go 14 total.
I can at least give you 6. Can you give me 9?
Are you giving us 6 healthy?
Usually
14. Usually the first one right is real.
My first 20 pounds is typically a lot of water.
Someone text in, how long do you stay in the sauna, Clint?
It depends on how long I can. 15 to 30, depending on how long I can. I was in there 20 yesterday. 20 this morning. 20 yesterday, someone texted in
a good 12. About a good 12.
All right. That's combined 12?
Combined 12.
All
yeah.
right.
I need it. I gotta go to Aruba next week. Combined all 12. Right. We could bang that out. Combined 12. But that is the new one. After 1 week, the new weight, 301. It was even. And Clint down to 248 from his 262. Big time. Big time. Someone text in, Clinton Show, my name is Corey, and I started mine last week because of y'all inspired me. I'm with y'all, and I'll give you my way in next Monday. All right, Corey.
Love it.
We'll be waiting on it. Anybody else that rolled in and did theirs. No, man, it's a good thing. Good thing. As I said, I have been through it. I feel like I know what I need to do. Just got to do it. Got to be on it, which is not easy.
You said the thing. All joking aside, you said it earlier. You feel like your body's working so much more efficiently already. When you just quit overeating, when you quit over drinking, when you quit putting that stuff your body can't process or has a hard time processing, man, your system, you just feel it. You just runs right through you, man. Yeah. It's good stuff.
No, yeah, yeah. Whole the insides feel better.
Yeah, I recommend a sauna as well.
Sauna? No, I can see that. Get that sweat up out of
you. I'm a fairly healthy eater. I've not been as disciplined of late as I was for about 8-9 months. But I tell you what I've noticed I do lately. I'm eating healthy, but I'm overeating again.
Portion control?
Yeah.
That's what I think I did yesterday. Probably portion control over the time. A lot more than I had been eating up into it. So, but all good. Got to get a little workout in. Had me a little breakfast today. Got a good workout in. And nobody said anything to me on my way around the streets. So it's a good roll of it. No, appreciate the support. 301-248. Yeah, man, let's see if we can get you under 245. Get you in the low 240s. And then see if I can get in them twos.
Yeah.
290-something.
Well, it's going to get a lot harder for me. I'm going to have to take my workouts up a notch. That water weight, some of that water weight's gone.
Yeah. That water weight. Yeah, that'll run through you. All right, real quick here. The lineup is out.
You want an almond?
I don't want an almond. The lineup is out. Someone texting, great job, gentlemen. We appreciate you. Pena's leading off. Paredes batting second, playing third. Altuve's the DH today. Altuve is the DH today. Christian Walker gets himself back into the cleanup spot, batting fourth after his big walk-off Sunday against the Mariners. Jake Meyers in at center field. We talked about it before. Yainer Diaz drops in the lineup. Clint, he drops, and he's playing catcher today. He drops to the sixth spot. And then Cam Smith had a big double Sunday. He is behind Diaz in the seven hole. And McCormick gets in that bat, gets a game today in left field with Dubon at second base. So that is the lineup for today. Again, Pena, Paredes, Altuve, Walker, Meyers, Diaz, Smith, McCormick and Dubon.
Hey, man. Pena being legitimately in that one hole, and this isn't for any other reason other than that he belongs there. Now, obviously, Altuve voiced his opinion, but that is big time. Meyers being legitimately in the five hole is absolute big time. The fact that Cam Smith is hitting 261 at this point, had a great weekend, by the way. The fact that Dubon once again is hitting 272 and just quietly, but confidently, you know, should be starting somewhere consistently. I guess he is all over the place. But, yeah, man, this Astros squad is in a really, really good place right now. And you're missing the biggest piece, man. This is this is big.
Yep.
All right.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Little update here with Alvarez. You just spoke about the biggest piece. This coming from Joe Espada the other day. He continues to progress. He ran. He hit. He is doing all baseball activities, waiting for once he feels like he's ready to go. We'll get him out there. Also on this, as he said, they'll get him out there as his progress, and hoping that he potentially could be there for the A series is what Espada said as well when he met with the media the last time the Astros did, which was Sunday. So hopefully he can get into this series, that kickoff a series tonight against the A's. So that's the latest update on Yordan Alvarez. And again, as you said, that's the big piece. Hopefully this is something that is coming along quickly. I do think they are probably going with the, we're going to wait till you're feeling no pain in that hand before they bring him back. But I will say I'm good with that. And Clint, they have done well enough to hang around to where I don't think they're in need to have to push to get him on the field, right? We talked about in the playoffs a couple of years ago, he was having a bad hand issue and tried to play through it and had to, because obviously it's the playoffs. They're not forced. Now, a game and a half out, three games above 500, they're not forced to put him out there before they're ready, and he is somebody you want to wait till you get
100%. Well, they're not forced, Ron, and I think, look, it's very convincing what the lineup's doing without him, right? I can't say the same about the starting rotation. Like, and I'm not taking any digs at these guys, but like when I compare the two, I look at the offensively the Astros, and it's easy to say coming off this series, obviously, but with all the things we just mentioned up and down this lineup, guys that are swinging the bat really well, I can say, maybe be patient and get Yordan back in this thing when he's completely healthy. You look at the starting rotation and you go, hey, man, we need Spencer Arrieta's ass back out there immediately. Like, you've lost a couple of guys. You don't know what Lance is really going to do. Your top two horses are ready to run, but you need Spencer Arrieta back out there sooner rather than later. To your point, Yordan, I think you can be a little bit patient with.
Yeah, yeah. with that that hand thing.
Not that it matters. They're going to be patient with him anyway it goes. But I yeah. think you're a lot more comfortable being patient with Jordan right now, given what we just watched.
Yeah, and you're in a and you're in a good spot right now to kind of roll through and just keep getting healthy. But it is good to hear that he is moving around and doing baseball things. Coming through, still continuing on the text line. Good stuff, Ron. Keep it up. Clint, are you okay, brother? 14 pounds is insane. Someone said, Ron, you're at 301. What was your starting weight? 310.8. So
9.8, almost 10 pounds on the dot. That's yeah, big.
Almost 10. I'm gonna round it up. 10 pounds on the
dot. No, that's fair. That's fair. No, was it 9.8 or 10.8?
It was 10.8. It was 310.8. So, oh, it is.
And you got 301, so it's 9.8. That's right. That's 10 pounds, yeah.
but no, man, every Monday we'll be weighing in. Next week we're going to try to get a combined 12 pounds out here. Clint's up here talking about he's going to follow. He's got 21 in. He's going to follow up. That's, I'll get you 7. Follow
up. I think I can get you 7. I'm telling you, man, 362 is a big, that was a big number for me. That was a lot higher than I thought it was going to be. I clearly had enjoyed myself that weekend before.
Oh, yeah.
I clearly had eaten a couple of big meals that day. Yeah, that 262 is a big number for me.
Yeah. All right. Also, real quick, fellas, this story that we just can't get enough of that may take another turn. As you know, Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Tyler, said Alex Bregman has a significant injury and he's expected to miss an extended amount of time.
Boston.
And now the immediate thought is, well, I don't know. Now you got to figure out who's going to play third base. You have anybody on the roster maybe that has experience playing third base at all?
No.
I don't know. Can't, I'm trying to figure it out if they got anybody.
No.
And now the growing question, as I'm watching MLB Network, and the question from Brian Kinney.
Give it to me, please.
Could the Red Sox put Rafael Devers back at third base in the wake of the Alex Bregman injury?
No.
Hey, Rafael, can we get the answer from you?
No.
Oh, damn. Who gonna be the one to talk to him? Rap over there.
That is too good.
Hey, man, he ain't bring his gloves. Ain't got no gloves the first year. They're not even at the facility. He ran in.
Oh,
late.
You want me to play third base?
Boss, I ain't got a glove.
Yeah, I need to run back to the spring training locker room.
Told me to run back. I wouldn't have left them bad boys, clearly.
Slipped my mind.
Yeah, man. Nah, I ain't got it. Maybe I'm going to run over to that Academy Sports down the street over there.
No.
And give me one and get that thing filling in. Eat that up. Boy, I bet you that's all. Anybody else on the team they would have taken an injury from. Except for this joke.
Oh, man.
Is Bregman being ridiculous?
They got the fast start from Bregman that they didn't expect, and then all of a sudden they got the injury. Here we go.
No.
And now they got a, hey, Rav, what's up?
See, you really test that kind of team player he is.
Hey, Tyler, Rafael Devers, hey, he's going to show up at Alex Cora's office before he get there. Feel like you might want to meet with me about something, boss.
He's waiting for him as he unlocks his office.
He's just sitting up there with his back.
Devers, hey.
He'll be sitting there recording. Get there in the court.
Sitting outside his office. Yeah, man. With his son tossing the ball up. No, with a bat. Just with a bat.
Hey, what the hell you doing here, Rob?
Hey, just wanted to let you know right off the bat, man, I'm a DH.
Hey,
don't even think about it. I'm a DH, y'all.
Y'all better send that jet back to that spring training locker room because I left all my leather there.
Like listening to him and how pissed off he is about this, and I'll be honest with you, I think I get it a little bit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you think he's even been taking infield?
Surely he has.
Like, do you think Devers has gotten to a point where, because he said, now they told me to put my glove away. Remember, I know for sure nobody told him to do that, but that's how he interpreted it.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.